If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is so great to be with you guys today. Now, this is a little spoiler alert. This is not a live show. I'm recording this very, very early in the morning, Friday morning. As you're listening to this, I'm probably in the air on an airplane heading down to Arizona to set up for the events this weekend for the 49ers Rush Road Trip. So I wanted to make sure, we got through the night, no new news, all that stuff with all the moving pieces with Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Alfred Collins, on and on. But so this is recorded. So if you get brand new breaking news Friday, this show is not going to be included in that. This is the 49ers versus Cardinals preview, prediction and bets, episode number 1,555 of the 49ers Rush podcast. Have to say thank you to Josh, incredible stud. He helped put this show together, today's executive producer. So let's dive into this. The Cardinals are not a good football team. They're 3-6. They have lost six of their last seven games, have a new quarterback at the helm. They're, put Kyler Murray on IR. They're down their top two running backs. They're down their top two wide receivers. They're down their top two linebackers. They are as injured, if not more so, than the 49ers. Now, do they have a Nick Bosa? Do they have a Fred Warner to be missing? They do not. There's nobody on the roster that fits that kind of persona or, Hall of Fame status or whatever. Like, that doesn't exist for the Cardinals. The Cardinals are the Cardinals. But very, very injured. So injured, in fact, Wednesday, they couldn't even have a full practice. They had to have a walkthrough. So this is the IR Bowl, if you want to go into that. Just both teams decimated. And we'll dive into the injury report, more specifics, a little later on in today's show. Now, these teams have already played each other. The 49ers won a game in a last-second field goal early on in the season at 16-15, and there was a safety, and, it was just a weird game. 49ers couldn't run the ball, had 20 rush attempts for like 70 yards, threw the ball 41 times, turnover, safety. It was just a mess, but the 49ers found a way to win. That idea of grittiness and just doing whatever it takes to win, which the 49ers have possessed, at least earlier in the season, the Cardinals have never possessed that. They are the exact opposite. They have lost so many close games this season. It's just like you start to see the attitude take over in the body language. Just watching the silent all 22 tape, like you just see it like, oh, here it comes again. And, I've been a part of teams where you get into that habit. This is where we blow it. This is where we lose it. And you see it in the coaching staff. You see it in the players. You feel it in the stadium. Cardinals don't have the best fan base. And so, like, it's there. This idea of, well, this is what we do because we're the Cardinals. The Niners are not in that territory. And the Niners have gone back and forth for eight consecutive weeks. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Well, Cardinals have lost six out of their last seven. And they've already had their bye week and didn't really respond very, very well. Just got slaughtered by the Seahawks. And I'm not quite sure it's going to get better. You look at the Cardinals' schedule, right? Just got blown out by the Seahawks. They've got the 49ers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tampa Bay, then the Rams. That's their five-game stretch. Not pretty by any stretch. But all of their losses have been by one score besides the Seattle game. Seattle game, they got blown out by 20, but all the other five losses were by one score. They did destroy Dallas Cowboys, ran the ball all over them. It was awesome. But that's the thing. Like, That one game is the anomaly of the season where they beat the Cowboys off of a bye, then just got destroyed by the Seattle Seahawks. Running backs out, wide receivers out, quarterbacks out, linebackers out. Now, the strength of the team, and this is very, I mean, it's a Jonathan Gannon coach team. It's going to be defensive line and pass rush. That is still unbelievable. Josh Sweat, Calais Campbell might be the best player on their team this year, even though he's as old as I am. Dalvin Tomlinson, Darius Robinson, the former first rounder, still not fully healthy, but he's playing. Then you get Walter Nolan comes back. He looks as disruptive as anybody. Still major injuries, dealing with that, you know, in practice, limited, all that stuff. But this attacking front is great. Linebackers being injured kills them. And the safeties were the strength of this team. Buda Baker has not had a Buda Baker year. Really hasn't. And Jalen Thompson has not had a Jalen Thompson year. And then you look at, you know, their number three safety who got an interception against the 49ers earlier in the season. He's probably not going to be playing. He has not practiced at all. Darian Taylor Demerson out of Texas Tech, hyper athletic. They do a lot of three safety looks. He hasn't practiced once this week. So, like, the way they built this was elite pass rush defensive line with great safety play. Safety play has not done well, but the defensive line is still there. So that is the strength of their team. And it, very easily, you know, I don't think we would ever say about any team with the 49ers that, oh, they're just going to go handle business. I was at the Houston Texans game. No, this is not a dominant 49ers roster with the injuries and the things that are going on. So 100% the Cardinals can win this game. It's a 3-point spread. Do I think the 49ers will win? I do. I think that they are the better team. I think 100% they are the better coach team, but there have been lapses with the 49ers team that could make them susceptible to lose to all 31 other teams, including the Cardinals. And whenever it's a division opponent and you play each other all the time, that kind of amplifies the parity of the situation because they know each other and their backs are against the wall. Their coach is about to be fired. If they keep losing, it's going to be a complete change of regime and all that stuff. It's just, they're just not a very good football team. And the injuries, they have not overcome them in the slightest. The 49ers have overcome them pretty well, not completely. Cardinals haven't overcome it at all. They really, really haven't. And this is a must-win game for them. So, you know, if they get to play spoilers, you know, I don't know if the Cardinals have a rivalry. I don't see the Cardinals even really in the top 10 rivalries, even though they're in our division. But if you ask Cardinal fans who their least favorite team is, the 49ers are going to be pretty damn high on that list. So this is a game that they really, really, really want. And, you know, Trey McBride, I would argue Trey McBride's their number one. Calais Campbell's their number two. Paris Johnson's their number three. Then you can maybe throw in Josh Sweat. Like, they have some talent, and I would take Trey McBride probably over anybody long-term. If you're asking me like for a six-season outlook, Trey McBride would be the number one tight end. Number one. I take him over Brock Bowers because I think he does everything. George Kittle's better right now, but Trey McBride's not far back. He is a killer. Paris Johnson, stud, their left tackle. I mean, they've got some young feisty players. You know, you want to talk about Denzel Burke. You want to talk about Max Melton. Like, they have guys that it's easy to be like, yeah, this is a good player. Just not quite there yet. And so, like, then you look at the 49ers roster and you see guys like Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa. Like, we have those guys too, but they're our secondary players. They're not our George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams. You know, like, you're butchered. Like, they don't have that D'Amador Lenore stud. Like, D'Amador Lenore would be the best player on their team with Trey McBride, right? I don't think many people see that with Demo with the 49ers. It's CMC, it's Trent, it's Kittle. It's those type of guys. So the blue chip players are absent on the Cardinals roster. And that's kind of the issue. Now, you look at the Cardinals, points scored, 202 points scored. That's 24th out of 32 teams. Not good. Points allowed, 215. That's 17th, right at average. So the defense is doing its job. The offense is not. The special teams is not. Again, you kind of look at their three wins. They started off 2-0. They beat the Saints. Then they beat the Carolina Panthers. Panthers, decent win. They won 27-22. Then they lose six of their next seven, and the only other win is against the Dallas Cowboys. It's not a good team. Now, from an analytical standpoint, whenever you look at the Cardinals from a PFF, you know, grading, here, offense, 24th. Defense, 18th. Special team, 16th. Overall, 26th. So from a PFF snap-by-snap basis, the Cardinals are 26th. That's bottom 10. 49ers, offense 8th, defense 29th. It's getting absurd. I know there's injured players, but the healthy guys ain't playing well. Special teams 8th, overall 16th. 49ers are average team. They're 6-4. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss 8 weeks in a row. That is exactly what's showing. Now, the crazy thing is, because the Niners started off 3-0, if you keep this pace of win, loss, you're going to make the playoffs. You lose one more game for the Cardinals, they're done. Pretty much mathematically eliminated with the tiebreakers and conference record, division record, you name it. They're almost done. Jonathan Gannon's their head coach, 42 years old. You know, he was at Philly before he went to Arizona Cardinals and just has not gone well. 15-28 overall record, just not good. Was a coach, then became an executive for the St. Louis Rams, then got back into coaching with the Tennessee Titans, Minnesota Vikings, Colts. Philadelphia was their DC for 2 years. Then the Arizona Cardinals, been there since 2023. It just hasn't gone well. Drew Petsing's their offensive coordinator, another young guy, has not gone well. This is second year as the Cardinals OC. And even if for some reason they have a majestic turnaround, I doubt Drew Petsing's going to be back for a third year. Now, probably the most promising coaching candidate on this roster is the Cardinals defensive coordinator, Nick Rallis. 32 years old. He played linebacker at Minnesota, coached at Wake Forest, the Vikings, Philadelphia, Arizona. He's kind of hitched his wagons to Jonathan Gannon. I think that Nick Rallis will get another DC job. I don't think he's going to be high on the list, but he has shown it. Like, when you watch the game tape of whether it's the Rams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, even the Seahawks, you know, that first half last week was a little bit of an anomaly. They give offense fits. They really, really do. And shoot, when the 49ers played them earlier, 15-16 game, like, they don't give up a lot of points, but whenever they do, they're bad. When they're bad, they're super bad. Most often than not, they're tough as hell. They're just a stingy defense. It's pretty impressive what they've accomplished and what they've been able to kind of stop teams from doing. Now, if you are going to Arizona, boy, do I have some good news. We're going to be partying out there, but Saturday we're going to be joined by not one, but two 49ers players. We're going to have Anthony Dixon come and join us and Deshaun Golston, which I cannot freaking wait. So come join us, whether it's this home, away game in Arizona. We're going to be in Indianapolis. We're going to be in Cleveland. We go to every away game. Come party with us.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
The holidays are upon us, and who in your family is the hardest to shop for during the holidays? Is it kids, partners, parents, in-laws? Well, Cozy Earth is a gift that they'll truly appreciate. We started with their sheets, and let me just tell you, I'm a super hot sleeper. The wife is exact opposite. Multiple blankets, dog curled up at her feet, whatever else. We went with Cozy Earth sheets. Both of us slept wonderful. It is absolutely off the charts, and here's what's crazy. They're promoting a 100-night refund, meaning you get the sheets, you can wash them, use them, wash them again, whatever else. 100 nights. If you don't like them, then you can return them. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're going to return them because they're just such high quality and they stand behind their products. 10-year warranty. So once you feel the level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade, and if something goes wrong, they'll take care of you. So Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code, 49ersRush, no spaces, 49ERS, RUSH, on top of the site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. That's CozyEarth.com, code 49ersRush, for up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last long, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention that you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the 49ers Rush podcast. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. The weather might be changing, but the feeling of being right never gets old. So keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how quick and easy it is. You pick two stats, more or less. If they hit, you get paid. George Kittle, more or less than 49.5 receiving yards. Christian McCaffrey, more or less than 65.5 rush yards. It's that simple. Plus, you play Prize Picks to get action on football in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. So download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, come join us in Arizona. We'll be at Salt Tacos and Tequila Saturday from 2 to 6 with Deshaun Golston and Booby Dixon, who's just such a cool guy. If you've never met him, he is just pure energy. Awesome dude. Then we have our all-inclusive tailgate that's going to take place Sunday, and it's awesome because we do it indoors right across the street from the stadium, so you get to watch all the early games, unbelievable food, drinks, full bar, you name it, giveaways. We have a really, really good time. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or get on the TickPick app and search 49ers Rush. It will pull up our events. So come party with us. Now let's talk injuries. And again, this is as of Friday, early morning. The 49ers, you know, you look at their practice report and kind of where things are. It's not that bad. There is not one player who missed practice that isn't on IR or PUP or, you know, NFI, whatever. Like, I'm not saying they're at full force. Obviously, they're not. They have the most salary cap dollars on IR. But for the 53 who are healthy or at least somewhat healthy, You had four players with the limited practice: Alfred Collins, Diamandour Lenore, Ricky Pearsall, D Winners. Everybody else was a full practice. Everybody else, including Brock Purdy. That is huge. So the 49ers may be trending in the right way. You finally got a week where you came off the game without adding to the injury report. Now, Diamandour Lenore showing up with a calf injury, did not practice on Wednesday, had a limited practice on Thursday. I fully expect him to be out there. But man, look at the Cardinals. Okay, these are just players on IR, PUP, or NFI. Kyler Murray, Justin Jones, James Conner, LJ Collier, Blake Gillikin, Trey Benson, Tip Ryman, Starlin Thomas, BJ Ojulari, who might come off and play this week, be his first game of the season, Sean Murphy, Bunting. Then you look at their out players, Marvin Harrison Jr., Zay Jones. Then you look at who hasn't practiced this week, Brandon Browning, another linebacker, Will Johnson, Darian Taylor Demerson, another starter, Jonah Williams, Mack, like, and then they got nine players limited on top. Like, this team is not healthy. Not healthy. They are banged up. The 49ers, broken, but for the players that are available, not too bad, actually. And again, getting back Brock Purdy, getting back Ricky Pearsall, that is huge. Getting back Alfred Collins, I mean, that's three of your best players on your 53-man roster returning. Mac Jones has been unbelievable. But it's just different. The dink and dunk and just, you know, efficient offense versus explosive offense. Niners are going to need that this week. They're going to need some explosive plays. Now, the last time that this team played each other, week three, September 21st this year, Niners won 16-15. Last second field goal win by Eddie P. Gosh, he's amazing. So great. Mac Jones, 27 of 41, threw for 284 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Not bad. CMC couldn't get going. 17 rushes, 52 yards. Not good. Receiving, though, Pearsall had 8 catches, 171 yards. CMC, 10 catches, 88 yards. Didn't have Juwan Jennings. Didn't have George Kittle. And you know, I put this out on Twitter. The 49ers have played one quarter this year with a healthy Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Ricky Pearsall. One quarter of one game. That was the opening quarter, and you marched down the field, scored on Seattle in Seattle. We were there at that one. That was awesome. Like, this is not a – the 49ers haven't had a lot of time together. This is returning to who do you stop? Because if you're going to focus on Kittle, then CMC is going to eat. You're going to focus on CMC, all right. Well, we got Ricky Pearsall on the outside now. Oh, Juwan Jennings is now the number two option from a wide receiver standpoint, which he probably should be the number three, but – like, that helps him out. So now there's not so much pressure on him. All of that's there. And by the way, if you stop all that, Brock Purdy can run. Not like Mac Jones. He's much more mobile. So I'm not saying I want to see. Not saying I'm looking for Brock Purdy to run a lot. That's not what I'm saying. So let's talk about the Cardinals defense and go through their ranks throughout this season. Much better than the offense, right? All of these ranks are out of 32 teams. Total points, 19th. Total yards, 22nd allowed. Turnover, 6th. They are an opportunistic, go get the damn ball, whether it's sacks, strip fumbles, interceptions. They're good at both of them. But 28th in first downs. And this is a Jonathan Gannon staple. He is not a bend but don't break defense. He is a go get the damn ball. If we give up an explosive, so what? We'll get an interception the next time through. So 28th allowed first downs. That's bottom five. You can sustain drives on this team. They are going for takeaways. They are going for explosives. They are going for sacks all the time. And you can catch them with their hand in the cookie jar. Really, really can. Passing touchdowns allowed 7th. Total rushes 16th, rushing yards 18th, rushing touchdowns allowed 19th, yards per rush 18th, right around average, right around that 16-17 break. They can stop the run fairly well. If the Niners establish a run this game, it's over, like, period. I do not expect the Niners to have a very fruitful. I think that they could rush for 100 yards, but I think it'd be like 32 rush attempts for 100 yards, something like that. So going to be a grounded out game on the ground. You can take advantage of this defense in the air. You can take it. But if the Niners establish a run game, over. Games, like, I cannot see a way in which the Cardinals win this, even if they're plus two in the turnover ratio. If the Niners establish the run, they will control this game. I'm not sure they're going to be able to. Defensive third down conversion rate, they're 16th, right at average. Fourth downs, third. Third best in the NFL. Red zone, 11th. And, yeah, they've got some studs, man. Calais Campbell, are you kidding me? Josh Sweat. I think the number one player that's going to be watching is rookie Cody Simon, number 50. I'm telling you right now, Kyle Shanahan is attacking the hell out of Cody Simon. They drafted him in the fourth round at Ohio State, and if you were with us during draft week, you know, draft month, I should say, all the mock drafts, a lot of fans like Cody Simon, was part of the Ohio State National Championship team. He's a freak. Dude's played 80 snaps his rookie year. And his coverage grade is good. He's got a 90. But again, how many snaps has he played? He's played 80 snaps his whole rookie year. Now he's starting. 49ers going to put that dude's head in the blender. So look for number 50. Don't be shocked if they run at him, throw at him, play action at him, all that stuff. And then, you know, Akeem Davis-Gaither, solid player. Number, you'll see him out there, number 27. But, yeah, it's an issue. Like, and it's funny, like, even with the 49ers linebacker issues, I'm taking Tatum Bethune over both of these guys. D winners, I'm not. Tatum Bethune is better than both their linebackers. Like, that has been proven already. He's been awesome. D winners, I might take both these guys over D winners, to be honest. So, like, that's just to put it into perspective what that looks like. Their corners struggle. Yeah, like Denzel Burke's going to get a lot of playing time. Garrett Williams, Max Melton haven't had a lot of success, but they are physical guys. They are physical, physical corners. So we'll see how that goes. Can the 49ers offensive line mitigate that pass rush? Yeah, if they can, good things are going to happen. Now, and you guys see this lovely hat I'm wearing right now. We have our own 49er Rush hat. I want you guys to go and support us. The link is in the description of this podcast video, or you can go to hiveandpines.com, HIVEANDPINES.com. Click on pro, go to the 49ers. You'll see the 49ers Rush hat. Yeah, go support, man. I freaking love this hat. Even got like the cool little badge on there. I kind of helped design it a little bit. So, yeah, if you want to support and you want like an original looking hat, whew, go check it out. Hive and Pines is wonderful quality, man. I freaking love this hat. Now, let's flip the script and let's talk about Cardinals offense. Which these numbers are kind of weird because there is no Kyler Murray. It's Jacoby Brissett. And so shout out to Robert Saleh for going through his press conference and saying, you know, yeah, Brissett can do everything Kyler Murray can do. No, he can't. No, he can't. Jacoby Brissett's a better quarterback. Kyler Murray's a better playmaker, right? Especially Jacoby Brissett in this stage of his career. It's a little bit different with, let's just be kind of honest there. Like, Kyler Murray can run around and do all kinds of crazy whatever. Jacoby Brissett's about 33 years old. A little bit different. Now, the pass game, much more efficient. He throws it over the middle of the field. He can throw in breakers. Kyler Murray is allergic to those. But here's the Cardinals offensive ranks throughout the season. Points 20th, yards 21st, turnovers 13th, first down 16th, passing yards 21st out of 32 teams, pass yards per attempt 28th, bottom five, rush attempts 22nd. They're not establishing drives consistently and sticking with the run. Rush touchdown 17th, rush yards per attempt 14th. Their best stat is 100% third downs. They are fourth best. They are fourth best. I don't know what just happened there, but anyway, my phone just went off. Siri thought I was talking to her. I was not talking to you, Siri. Anyway, that's what it is. But they can convert on third downs, but not great at scoring. 19th in the red zone, 24th on fourth downs. Just not a good, consistent offense by any measure. And that's with Jacoby Brissett. That is with Kyler Murray. They've got some talent. Their offensive line's playing better than it has in years. Everything starts and stops through Trey McBride. Like, he is the engine that is making this offense run. And you get him in the red zone, he destroyed. He started the destruction of D winners. Just kept scoring just touchdown after touchdown. It's been bad with D winners. So I don't know how Robert Saleh is going to shift things up to guard Trey McBride, but it cannot involve Malik Mustafa. It cannot involve D winners. Can't. It just cannot. So we'll see what it is. But their offense, this is not a good football team, guys. It's not a good football team. The Arizona Cardinals are not a solid football team. So we post our bets every single Saturday of the season or the day before the game. There's still a lot of prop bets that are up, but I'm going to give you a couple bets here and our predictions and what I think is going to be the final score of the 49ers game next, right after this. Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now, and it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino, you want to bet on football, draft, over-unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it, they got it all. So go to MyBookie, use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, you get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do, I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else, well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers, every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And so, and we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge. All right, my favorite bet of the week. The 49ers are currently favored by 3 points. I don't like that. And again, if you bet with us, you never mess with those 3-point spreads. You always got to go with the alternative lines, which my bookie has. So if you go to the 49ers game, click on alternative lines. My favorite bet of the week is 49ers minus 2.5 points. That way, if they win by a field goal, you get paid. Because if you bet the 3 points, they win by a field goal, you do not get paid. You've got to be over that threshold. Also, I have a 3-team plus 6.5-point teaser that I really like this week. I'm betting pretty big on that one. 49ers plus 3.5 versus Cards, Cowboys plus 3.5 versus the Raiders, and Chargers plus 3.5 versus the Jaguars. Again, that point break, you can lose by a field goal and still get paid in all of those games. I'm taking the favorites there. As we shift to later in the season, this is the time where you start to give away the points. But the teaser, that offsets that and helps you be there and bet with Vegas instead of against Vegas. And so that's why we do small bets. Tony Gwynn, man, we've been made a lot of money this season, so hopefully you stick with us. Now, again, we'll be posting those Saturday because no Ricky Pearsall props are up. And this is going to be a low bet week. I'm not going to have a lot out there because, one, you've got, you know, Brock Purdy coming back. It's not going to look the same. Also, you have Brian Robinson, who's looked great 4 games in a row. Is he going to eat into that CMC total carries number? He should. That's going to affect the prop betting market as well. Now that you have Pearsall, Kittle, CMC, Juwan Jennings, Kendrick Bourne, where are those pass targets going to go? So it's going to be a little less predictive, and that's okay. That's a good thing because it helps the 49ers. But on the betting side of things, it's going to be a little conservative this week till we get the trends established with the new quarterback and new players being out there. Now, my predictions. Last time the 49ers played this team, 40-plus pass attempts with Mac Jones, only 20 rush attempts for 70 yards. Didn't go well. But Pearsall had 100-plus yards. Now, Pearsall coming off the injury, you know, I fully expect him to play this week. Will he get the full, you know, be out there every play? Probably not. But I do expect Pearsall to get probably 40-plus snaps. And I do expect Pearsall to lead the team in targets. He sure as hell should. He is the most consistent wide receiver option the 49ers have. The George Kittle, CMC, I don't consider as wide receiver options, but those are the three where the ball should go. CMC, Kittle, Pearsall, Juwan Jennings sometimes. But even then, I'm just like, man, Juwan Jennings has been so destructive to drives this season. Again, first two drives last game ruined by number 15. Now, Juwan Jennings got thrown out of the game last time against, you know, the Cardinals. That was his, he didn't play in week 3. He went back for that one. You know, he was banged up and whatever else. So I don't know. Could Juwan Jennings go out there and have a statement game? I sure as hell hope so. I would love a positive statement game. I think he has been a negative since he's returned. Yeah, he's had some positive plays, but he is costing this team so many times. Come on, 15. Let's go. And maybe now that he gets to revert back, he missed his chance to prove he could be the number one, cost himself a lot of money. Sure as hell is not that. But now that he's the number two, three, four option, maybe he can glow and kind of be what he used to be in that situation. Man, no, nobody would be happier than me. Nobody would be happier than Juwan. Nobody would be happier than the 49ers. That's what you want to see. That is what you want to see. This Cardinals defense is beyond solid. Really, really is. And I think the 49ers, I could very easily see getting to 25-plus points again this week. The questions all come from the other side, right? And, yeah, you look at the 49ers defense versus the Cardinals, top two wide receivers out, top two running backs out, number one quarterback out, line banged up. It's a bad offensive football team and coaching staff. 49ers have a bad defense, right? And so, like, can you force a couple turnovers? Can you get off the field 4 to 5 times? Like, the idea of, you know, predicting these games of being like 17-13 or 16-15 like it was the first time I played, that's out the window. Both these defenses are not what they were. They're shadows of themselves. The 49ers much more so than the Cardinals, even though the Cardinals are missing a lot of people. This game's going to be in the 20s for both teams because the defenses are just not quality. Both teams' philosophy this game is going to be, let's establish the run game. Let's control the clock. Let's shorten possessions. Let's keep our defense off the field and fresh. Both teams are going to be doing the same damn thing. Who's going to be able to execute that? Brock Purdy, Jacoby Brissett. Christian McCaffrey, Amari DiMercado, right? You know what I mean? Like Bam Knight. The tools, the better team, better rosters, the 49ers. Hopefully you get a hit Brissett some. Hopefully you get to hit them some. You get to establish, you know, stop the freaking running game. That is what I want to see. Can D Winners finally start to contribute in a positive way? Can number 27 do something? I truly do think this. You know, I fully expect Jair Brown to be the starting safety this week. If he has a bad game this week against the Cardinals, that's where the change will take place after this. Marquise Siegel or Pinnick, and I kind of want more Pinnick out there, to be honest with you. Whether you're like, I like those dime sets against Trey McBride where you have three safeties and you just put, you know, Clark Pinnick out there. Dude, Jackson Pinnick out there. Like, yes, I want that. So we'll see what happens there. And gosh, man, people got to step up. Renardo Green is continuously trending in the right direction. Now, in the past, when the 49ers have played teams without their first and second wide receiver, we still get destroyed in the secondary. Somebody got to step up. Whether Diamandoro Lenore has given up 3 touchdowns the past 2 games. Can't do that. Renardo Green is playing like our best cover corner, but still not great. Don't telegraph coverages to Brissett. He's a vet. He's been around the block. Keep him guessing up until the snap. You're not going to fool him, but don't give him the answers to the test. Robert Saleh is notorious for that, and it bothers me. Don't just come off and show off cover quarters against Arizona. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. You can bail out into quarters. You can bail out into cover 3 and cover 6 and whatever else. But, man, stay with it. Get a turnover or 2. Keep them to about 100 yards rushing. Don't let them establish more than that. I have the 49ers winning this game 24-16. I think that they're the better team. But, man, and it's funny because I wrote down the score 4 times, okay? I did 26-20. I did 24-22. And then I did 24-16. And the reason why I'm going with 24-16 is I could see them, you know, the 49ers being up and them having to score a touchdown and 2-point conversion to tie, and the defense gets a stop. You remember the beginning part of the season where the first month it was the defense winning the games in the fourth quarter? How refreshing would it be for the 49ers defense to go out there and deliver and stop them while they are on the field to win the game? Man, it would be poetic. Man, it would be beautiful. I hope you come out to Arizona this week, and I hope we get to hang out together. If so, come party with us. We'll be at Salt over in the Westgate District. But if not, Join us right after the game. I got a new earpiece. Shout out to Tom to help mitigate with the crowd noise. We'll see how it goes. I've already tested out. Seems pretty good. So join us after the game for our reaction show, whether it's a 49ers therapy, Niners lose, which could very well happen in the NFL in a divisional game. But hopefully it's for a 49ers celebration. Until then, thank you guys for everything. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.